a word for you from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Peter has started out by establishing what God has done for his people, the sprinkling of the blood in verse 2, the imperishable hope, verse 3 and 4, and then in verse 5 how it is God's power that guards his people, which encourages us to know that it is the Lord who protects us, and therefore we can fight and resist the devil because of God himself. But then Peter moves to a different tack here, and he shows in verse 6 and 7 that nevertheless, despite all these glorious promises, it is totally consistent with the promises of God that we will be tested in a very practical way in this earthly life. It is the same with Paul, who always starts his letters with establishing who we are, the grace of God, but then moves on to the practical consequences of holy living. And so to Peter here, having established the righteousness of God, the Lord's own justification for his people, then says, now because that is true, don't be surprised then when you are surrounded by trials and temptations, even by fire in this earth. And he gives the reason for it as well, because of the faith that is more precious than gold, which needs to be tested by fire. You'll find it is the consistent theme throughout the Bible. Think back of just Joseph, how he would, though he was faithful in his father's house and in the fields with the sheep, he was tested. He was sorely tested, thrown unjustly into a pit by his brothers who bore such a grudge against him, sold into slavery, and then was tested regarding his own faith with the evil wife of Potiphar, and all that happened, landing up in a dark dungeon unfairly. But his faith shone, and it was purified gold that at the end God could receive all the glory. And so too, dear friend, don't be surprised. Musugu mangalo guti uyahlolwa goba ukukholwa kwakho kufana negolide. And gold needs to be refined by the fire of temptations and trials.